HD Smartcast. You are listening to a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hi guys, I'm Prasun.
And
I'm back with another episode of
Etc. A podcast
where we talk about everything technology. And this is the one where we take a hot
topic in the industry
and clear all misconceptions around it. In this week's second episode, I'm going to talk about a really interesting gadget that I tried recently. It's a foldable phone and it's actually one of the first to be sold in India. It's called the LG G8X ThinQ.
What?
Yeah, don't ask me about that name. And though it's a foldable phone, it does not have a foldable screen. Instead, it comes with a case which has a second screen and the whole thing folds like a book. Or opens, if you want to look at it that way. Both the screens are 6.4-inch OLED displays and they do look nice. You can also run two apps side by side on the different screens, or you could use the two screens together as one huge smartphone screen. But of course, when you do that, there will be a hinge in the middle, so the two screens will not be seamless, there will be a break in between. Also, this will only work if an app supports it, and right now, there are not many apps that will support it. For gamers, the second screen can actually work as a gamepad, so you can get gamepad-like buttons on the second screen. Again, something that will only work for games that support it. So far, we only found Asphalt that supports this. Overall, the LG G8X ThinQ is actually not a bad phone. It has all the new hardware. It even runs on the Snapdragon 855. It has 6GB of RAM. It has a huge 4000mAh battery. And it actually does last really long. The problem is that the foldable screen, which makes this phone unique, it also makes it thick and heavy. Plus, LG's software is very, very difficult to get used to, especially on the two screens. It's not meant for the two screens, so it sort of works like the same thing shows on both the screens, and it's kind of annoying really often. Lastly, if you're using the second screen, you can't use the charging port, so you can't charge using a charging cable. The phone supports wireless charging, but then how many of us spending 2, 3, 4,000 rupees on a wireless charger right now? All things considered, the LG G8X is not a bad phone, but at ₹49,999, it is not the best phone you can buy. Phones like the OnePlus 7 and the Galaxy S10e are faster. They have better cameras and they're better in many other ways as well. So while LG gives you something really unique with a foldable screen, you have to ask yourself whether you really want a foldable screen. Right now, not many apps will support this. And though we all think this is the future, it's yet to be really proven. On the good side, we see LG doing something unique and the company hasn't done well in smartphones for a while. So let's hope this works for them. So even though the LG G8X ThinQ is a good phone, you have to think about why you're buying a phone in the first place. So that's it for this episode. What phone did you guys buy? Do you guys really want to buy a foldable phone? Write to me on Twitter or Instagram. You can find me at Undertecher. That's UNDERTECHER. Or you could write to me on podcast at hindustantimes.com. I'll see you again next week.
This was a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.